I'm Anthony Smith, WRPR Sports.
Gorowski with it. Through one in front, block there. Scramble for it there. They poke away at it. Still it's loose. Poked out by Kovalchuk. They score! Entry! It's over!
That's what professional hockey in Newark sounds like, as that is where the New Jersey Devils play their home games. But youth hockey in Newark was virtually non-existent until Keith Beltry and Mike Rupi, teachers at Eastside High School in Newark, decided to start the Hockey in Newark program, offering the game of hockey free to anyone who joins. And they want to keep it that way, Rupi said.
We'll keep this a free program, so no matter what demographic you're from, you can be part of hockey. We want to make sure it stays free so we can expose any kid who wants to play the sport, no matter where you're from, no matter what you have, that you could try the sport.
The program that started in 2003 has blossomed from just under 40 kids to well over 200 kids. But many times, it was not about hockey, but rather the success stories that hockey helped create for students who are otherwise poor students. Beltry said one student in particular stands out in his mind.
He was out 35, 40 days a year, failing all of his classes, got introduced to hockey. Did he go to be an A student? No, he did not. But what he did, he instead of missing 30 days of school, he was missing 5 or 6 days of school. He went from all Fs to Cs and, yeah, D here and there, but he came to school. He got his high school diploma.
Eastside High School principal, Dr. Mario Santos, also sees students walk through the doors of his building every day who are helped out by playing hockey.
They come to school and they're eager, they're happy, they find a purpose. So if they're walking into a class they're not really, you know, excited about, they're going to say, you know what, there's a bigger picture than this. At the end of the day, I want to play hockey.
Without funding, the program would have died relatively quickly. Newark councilman Augusto Amador became a proponent of the project, and Amador said he was able to make the city take unprecedented action to help, and because of that, he cannot be more pleased with the end result.
I feel terrific because it makes available another avenue for the community to use to play sports, specifically hockey.
Newark kids are using hockey to become better students. That shows the impact that sports can have on a child's life. For WRPR Sports, I'm Anthony Smith.